Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Beis, and today we're going to talk about the minhag, the concept of fasting on the day of a yard site, and the proper reaction that one should have. We're not going to go through the halachas and the minhagim, I should say, of a yard site, but except for the issue of a fasting. The Gemara tells us here on Daf Mem Beis of an Aleph, the Gemara is discussing a totally different context. The lashon of the wool that is used, the red strip of red wool that is used in various ceremonies and halacha, the different sizes of the wool. So we know there are three different areas that the one uses a lashon in the paraduma ceremony, the sira mishtalech ceremony, when half of it is tied on the horn and half is tied on the rock after they push it off the cliff, and one by a mitzora. So the Gemara is talking about the different shiurim for the different contexts. The Gemara says on top of Mebeis Manal of Amar Yochanan, Plihi bar Rav Shimon Chalafta v'Rabbanan b'para. The Machlokas is by Paradu Machad Amar. One says the Mishkal is Asara, v'Chad Amar the Mishkal is Shekel. And one says the largest shear, one says the smallest shear. Amalei Rav Yirmei Midifti L'Ravina. Lo b'para pligi, ela b'sira mishtaleach pligi. There was no machlokas really about paraduma. The machlokas was about sira mishtaleach, about the size. V'yahu yoma, and on that day that they argued, noach nafshi d'rabe barkisi, when that day was the day that Rabbi Barkisi died, va'anchu basimana Ravia Barkisi mechaper kisir mishtaleach. The way they remembered that their Rabbi Yirmiya Midifti said that the machlokas is about sir mishtaleach and not by paradumas, they said, oh, Ravia Barkisi died today, and he is mechaper like sir mishtaleach. And that's how they remembered the halacha based on connecting it to the current events that this great rabbi died on that day. What does it mean that his death is like the sir mishtaleach? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Moikat and Daf Chav Ches, mechaper, misa sadikim mechaperes. The death of tzaddikim brings atonement for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Kedamar ba'amo, like the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Lama nismacha misas Aaron lebigdei kahuna. Why does the death of Aaron recorded near the bigdei kahuna? Lomar lecha ma bigdei kahuna mechaprin af misas tzaddikim mechaperes. Just like bigdei kahuna mechaper, we discussed that in other shiurim. The zvachim that goes through each one of the bigdei kahuna and what it's mechaper for. We spoke a couple of weeks ago in this besekta about the tzitz, the special ritzui of the tzitz. Machlokas, is it only when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not? But either way, the big tikkun in general is mechaper, so too the Misa Sadikim are mechaper as well. So the question is here, so they said, oh, this is a good way to remember the yard site, or to use the yard site as a way to remember the Torah. But what is the proper reaction to a yard site? What should be the niyuk? So there is a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches. With the Gemara Rosh Hashanah there, Daf Yud Ches, sounds like the reason we fast on Tzom Gedalia is because Mises Sadikim is like a Churban. Right? The Gemara says there. Umi Harago, the Gemara says, who killed Gedalia? Yishmael ben Netanya Harago. Right? So what is it, Lola Medcha? The Gemara says, it teaches us. Well, let's just go back for a second. Let's read the Gemara. The Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Mabeis, goes through the different fast days that we fast for, and it goes through the based on the pasuk in Zechariah, Tzom Haravi, that's the 9th of Tammuz, or the 17th of Tammuz, Tzom Ha'asiri, V'chulu. The Gemara says, Tzom Chamishi Zet Tisha B'Av, Shabo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. The fast of the fifth month of is Tisha B'Av. On that day, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Amai Kari Lechamishi, Chamishi Lechadashim, is the fifth of the month. Tzom Ha'Shvi Zev Gimel B'Tishrei. Tzom Ha'Shvi, the fast of the seventh month, Tishrei, is Gibel Tishrei, Shabo Nehra Gedalia Ben Achikam. That's the day that Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed. Umi Arago Shem Yishmael Ben Netanya. And who killed him? Yishmael. So the fact that the fast day of Tisha B'Av is put right next to, in the Pasuk, the fast day of Tzom Gedalia, it teaches me, Lo Amencha Sheshkula Misasan Shal Sadikim, Kesreifas Beis Elokeinu, that the death of Sadikim is the same gravity to us as Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, like the Chorban. So they ask the Pnei Yoshua right here. L'chora hadami harago ein lo shaychus lekan. Right? What is the mi harago ein lo shaychus lekan? What is that brought in here? We're just going through the different tragedies that happen. And then the pasuk says, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? So vaniro bazev yishadigal meidak says the Pnei Yeshua, because really there's an underlying problem. Aha the shkula misa sadikim the mashba the mishul kachuk vulatainis, the fact that misa sadikim is like the churban, so is that why we fast? So imkain my ome misa skadaya tfei mishar misa sadikim. The problem is then, so why do we fast on Tzom Gedalia? There's the many sadikim died on many different days. Go misa avos, we don't fast on the day that the avos died. Umoshe va'aron u'shmuel Yisrael, v'shar neviim v'tzadikei Yisrael, why daf going to pick Gedalia? That's the underlying question. Why do we fast on the day of some Gedalia and not fast on the others? El adika v'meimar, but maybe the answer is the shard tzadikim shemesu bonasa, and the other tzadikim that died, let's say, in their proper time after a full life, ein botzara kol kach. Right, that's not such a sort. The mashal l'psila shagabav is model. It's like a wick that goes out after it's burned a while, and it's in its proper time. It had a richas yamin. Masha'enkin b'gedalia shenerogad the adam shu ba b'chira. Meis shelo bizmano, but so to speak, Gedalia died before his time. He was killed by a fellow Jew. So maybe that's why we would fast. Says the Gemara, says the Pnei Yeshua, but there are a lot of tzaddikim, Rachman al-Aslan, that were killed. Da'akati masinu kama tzaddikim v'nevim shenergu bidei akum. V'yafilu achilu nikvu l'tainis. And yet they weren't, it wasn't set for a tainis. Ela da'bahani nami ikala meymar, de'sof sof kivan demisa tzaddikim v'chaperes, lekat tzara kolkach. But it could be, even if a tzaddik dies, or even was killed by one of the goyim, it's not such a tzara. For Klal Yisrael, there's kapara. This kapara, but here the problem is the kapara is outweighed by the death of the killing of a fellow Jew. Mashenkim mizas gedaya shay de yishmo benetanya shay mi Yisrael mizera malucha lo shach lo mashim mizas mechaperes. How can you say the mizas mechaper da adarava mistam haya ketzav gadol al Yisrael baze? Must be tremendous anger about Klal Yisrael and Shemayim, and that's why this is different than other mizas tzaddikim. Other mizas tzaddikim brings kapara, and therefore maybe we don't have to fast, because in a certain sense there is something positive for Klal Yisrael when a tzaddik dies. But when Gedalia was killed, what good is there? Hashem is surely angry with Am Yisrael, and therefore it would be different. So you see from here, we don't really fast on Misa Tzaddikim because there is kapara. Dafka, because there is kapara. But then came a later minhag. The Shlok HaKadosh quotes in the Maseches Tainis, page Kuf Chav Gimel, the Be'er Heitev quotes this in Tuf Kuf Samach Ches, Tav Kuf Samach Ches, that's the simen about Nidre Tainis. So at the end of that simen, the Be'er Heitev quotes, Os Yutes, right, this is on the Shulchan Aruch, that, let me just find the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch here says, regarding Ein Tzorach L'Anos, El Biyom Misas Avil, El Biyom Kfura, we'll get to that by the Shem soon, but the Shulchan Aruch says that, I quote the different minhagim about fasting on certain days. He says you don't fast on a day that you don't say tachnun. Fine. And then the Beri Div says tov lehisanos yom shemesbo rabo muvak. It's good to fast on the day that the rabo muvak died, ki chayev bechvodu yosem yavim, because it's a niyug of kavod. Fasting on the yahrzeit of a rebbe is an act of kavod. Act of kavod. He quotes that from the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach quotes quotes it. Now we look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote that, but the Shulchan Aruch does quote fasting for a parent. The Rama quotes in Tuf Beis, in both in Yeridea Tuf Beis and in Arachaim Tuf Kuf Samaches. So if you look on the Rama says mitzvah lehisanos. Yom shemes bo aviv v'imo, o imo, umis anin yom hamisa v'lo yom akfura. That is a controversy itself. The Shemaz Hadashin discusses that. Maybe we'll read that if we have time. But the Rama says that we fast on the day of the death and not the day of the kfura. Im lo mi shahaya eitzal hakfura v'lo eitzal hamisa, unless somebody was there. V'mira yom zeh b'yom she'en omer bo tachnun. And if it's a day they don't say tachnun, they don't sign a bo klal. So you don't fast. That overrides. The Mesu Ba'adar, and what about the two Adars, the B'negas to fast on the first Adar, that's the Ramah in Yeridea, Tuf Beis, Sif Yud Beis, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch also. Not just the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, Tuf Kuf Samach Ches, Os Zayin and Os Ches, Kishira Yom Shemes Aviv O Imo, Ba'adar, U B'shanam U Beres, B'sa'an Ba'adar Sheni, B'yishu B'shanam B'rishon, Machlokes, which Adar? But either way, they both assume this custom of fasting. And then he says in Os Ches, the Shulchan Aruch, not just the Rama, Ein Tzorach Lezanos Ela Biyom Misas Aviv, V'lo Biyom Kvura. Again, it's Yom HaMisa and not Biyom HaKvura. Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Achronim, V'yafilu B'shar Rishona, Sha'avelu Shal Yud Beis Chodesh Ba'azchalas Biyom HaKvura. Even the first year, what if it's a few days from the Misa to the Kvura? So the Avelus of Shana Rishona continues from the Yom HaKvura the first year. Afilu Hachi Yartzait Hu Biyom HaMisa. The Yartzait still goes by Yom HaMisa. V'lo Mi Boyim Yom HaKvura Hayla Machras Yom HaMisa. Not only if the Kvura is the next day. Da'az Nishlam Yud Beis Chodesh Al Avelus Gamke Biyom HaMisa. Misa. So the Yahrzeit is going to be before the Avelis is over. Doesn't matter, says the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes from the Shach and others, maybe the first year, the some Akronim say they should do it later, because it doesn't make sense to have the Yahrzeit before the Avelis is over. It's always the Yamamisa in the other years. Okay, so this is the minhag to fast on the death of a parent. Where does this come from? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger there in Yeridea says it's based on the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Yud Beis quotes this idea parenthetically. It's not telling us to do this, but the Gemara there is giving an example. What is an example of an Isar, where somebody makes a neder to fast? Omar Hareini Shalom Chalbasa V'Shalosh Tayayin. I'm not going to eat or drink wine, kiyom shemes ba'aviv, like on the day that his father died. So does that mean that he's not going to have a serious meal, because on the yard side he doesn't have serious meals, or just food? Kiyom shemes ba'aviv, kiyom shemes ba'rabo. Ah, so that's what the Rukiv Eger says. You see that a Rebbe too. Kiyom shenerag bo'gadaya ben achikam. Kiyom b'chulu, and so that's a remez already, says the Rukiv Eger, about fasting on the yard side of a parent or of a Rebbe. The Rama, as I mentioned, quotes the Chumash Sedeshin, who assumes that it's all about Yom HaMisa. He says the Svara should be, he said, Misvara, I can understand both. Right, this is the Chumash Sedeshin in Reish Tzadi Gimel. Which day? He says, Yira Dibama Yom HaMisa Shaper Dami. I would assume it's Yom HaMisa. V'chein Harachan Yagdolim V'talmidim Sheyu Gamkein. But he says, but I'm not sure, because I know there are some svaras that say Yom HaKvura. And he quotes the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Sota. Remember the Gemara Sota Yud Gimel, where all the Shvatim come to Maris HaMachpelah, and Esav is standing there, and he says, no way, you're bearing Yaakov here. You know, he sold this portion, and I want this last spot. Kvuras Yaakov Avinu Deshaka, what happened at the end? Remember, they were waiting for Naphtali to come back. And Chushim says, what's going on? Chushim Mendon, who was deaf, stands up and says, what's going on? And they said, no, we're waiting for Naphtali to get back. He's like, what do you mean? Meanwhile, my grandfather's going to sit here and be Zion. He takes out his sword and takes care of Esav. And what happened? What does the Gemara say? Niskaima Nevuaso Shal Rivka. When Rivka says, Lo Me'eshkal Gam Shneichem B'Yom Echad, that she would lose two sons in one day. So it happened. So really, it wasn't the same day that they both died, but at least they're both going to be buried the same day. So what do you see from that Gemara? Sounds like Kvura is significant. Alma, says the Truma Sadashin, to Yom HaKvura Chashav Yom HaShichol. Right, Yom HaKvura is considered the day of being bereft and barren. Va'aninus, v'tzaras halev, ha'av, ha'im, ala ben, v'cheinifka. V'kol mishem esana b'yom shemeis ba'ave v'imo, ena el zikar yom aninasa v'siraso. And maybe it's all related to that. It's all related to the day of death, or the day of Kvura. So he goes back and forth. Lamaisa, he says, he thinks it should be the day of Yom HaMisa. The Devar Yatziv, the Kleisenberg Rebbe, has another Gemara where he suggests, he says, if you look in Brachos, right, we don't always notice this, right, you look in Brachos on Daf Membeis. It's a Gemara that's quoted in totally different reasons. The Gemara Daf Membeis talk about when Rav died. When Rav died, the Gemara says, they were on the way back from burying Rav, says the Gemara, Membeis Amid Beis. Kinoach Nafshi the Rav, Ozlu Talmida Basrei, his Talmidim went out to bury him, Kihadri, when they were on their way back, Amri, Nezel, Venecha, Lachba, Nahardank, let's go eat some bread, Nahardank. On the way back, Rashi, by the way, adds, Ozlu Talmida Basrei, Dikavruhu Beir Acheres. They buried him in a different city. Why would Rashi have to say that? I never really thought about it. Why did Rafi have to say that? But he quotes, they're on the way back, and they sit down, Basat the Karchi, and after they break bread, Yasi the Kamibayle, and they were trying to figure out, you know, how to do a Zimun, that was a Shiloh, and they said, Rebbe, just died, and we don't even know how to bench. Right? The Noach Nashi, the Rav, Berchaz Bezona, Logamrina. Why did Rashi add that in, that it was the next day? In another city. Right? How did Rashi know that? So it must be because they were eating. And if they were eating, it must have been a long walk, and it must have been the next day. Maybe it was nighttime already. So maybe that's the, says the Devar Yatziv, maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. Then in that Shuvah, in Yeridea, in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, he talks about if it's done for a father, then it's obviously done for a Rebbe also. He has beautiful Lashonos there, about the connection of the Nefesh between the Rebbe and the Talmud. Al Kopanim Chazinon, Me'a Amor, Tokef inyan ha-hiskashrus shebein harav va-ha-talmud. You see the intense connection between a rav and a talmud. Al shema laso gedola va-chazaka yosem hiskashrus ben la-aviv. Even more than from a son to a father. Ayin bina le-itim. Look at the bina le-itim. Jashkaz v'lavar divrei rabbi Sinuzal Sanhedrin sarites kol malami des ben chavir ha-torah ma'ala v'kos of kilu aso. But if somebody teaches their friend's son Torah, it's kilu he made him. Da-ha'av va-ha-aim lo yitachin lomar shem osim oso. You can't say that they made him. Asiya means you've made a finished product. They give the physical. But the neshama is chaser, even if the parents do it. The Rebbe who teaches the Torah, he gives him the ultimate hashlama shu tikkun nafsho v'nishmaso u'mevi olachayim nitzchiyim chaye ha'olam haba. V'gam be'esh harav mura v'nilkach me'esa talmidim. And even at the time when the Rav is taken from the students, adayinu makushar barucho v'nishmaso, he's still connected to their neshama, im talmidav ashosim mi'ber mayim chayim ashakarolam b'chayim chiyuso. The wealth of water that he dug for them when he was alive. And that's what Eliyahu Navi says to his student, Elisha, abakashaso v'ina pishnai bruchacha, give me double. If you see me, then you know your question will be answered in the positive. When Elio goes up Hashemaima, Elisha sees him, Avi, Avi, right? Then he has that special relationship. And then he says, Udvarenu Nireb. He continues, is even more than a father. He says, Minak Tovlis Anos. He goes from the Shlach Kodosh that we saw before the Ber Hetev. Minak Tovlis Anos, B'yom Shemes Bel Rabo, Kichai Bechvodo Yosu Bikavad Aviv. V'zemor Al Kashvus HaChazaka Shebeineyem, Tavi Kechada. V'shayach Lehem Kol Anyonim Shemein Av Lubadova Adarabba. Since it's, it's something that's the Nefesh and the Neshama, Imkein Yom HaYard Site, Shikar Binyani HaNefesh, that's the day the Nefesh and the Neshama were separated from the Guf, so maybe that's an appropriate day. So what exactly is the where does the minna come from? Why does one fast? Either, as we saw, it is a kavod, right, a kavod rabo, or is it simin of kapara, right? Is it some say it's kapara for the, if I fast, it's a kapara for the Rebbe or the father, or maybe it's a kapara for me, that we need it, or others say Reya Mazle, the Gemara says, if somebody from the Chabura dies, right, the Yifchat Kola Chabura, the whole Chabura, so if a Rebbe dies, then the Talmud is so connected to the Rebbe, so he has to make sure to do tshuva, all different days. At some point, right, why is this not so common anymore? For a Rebbe, for sure, but also for a parent. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yoredeya and in Aruch Chaim. But at some point, this changed, and it's not such a common minhag anymore. And the poskim don't even push it. Right? The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav, Simin Kuflam and Hey, quotes defenses of the opposite. What's the minhag of a yard site bezman hazeh? We make a kiddush, we make a siyum, and give tikkun, right? Just the opposite. So the Minchas Yitzchak wrote this shuvah in 1960, Tavshin Chaf, and he quotes that there was a certain Rav that in Brooklyn, that wanted to be mevatel the minhag of tikkun, right? Why the bringing it on the yard site? But why? Because the person, the people who brought it, often didn't have a proper hashgacha on what was brought. Maybe some of the mezonos was chamish avalav pesach. He was coming in from a halachic perspective. So in there, he talks about this idea. Mama od kasha lefalpel. When you're talking about discussing tikkun in general, says the Minchas Yitzchak, as many great poskim say, when you ask me a kasha about something that's not in shas, that's not halacha, it's hard. The Behuda says this a number of times. Ma'amod kasha lefalpa be'in asher ein lo makar b'shasu poskim. Avo mikol makom, you say the Devari Kodesh. There are early sources, but it's not in shasu poskim. He says, he quotes from the Tshuvas Heshiv Moshe. Benidon she'ein lo shum remez b'poskim v'gam b'sfarim ha'madaber me'inyonim ke'elu. So he says, you have to make sure that it's not violating anything. So he says, himlichu eitzel azeh b'lo atainis, v'yadavar hashava l'chol nefesh, l'kayim b'yom yartzai mitzvah staka v'achnasas li'ilu nishmaso. Give staka achnasas archim, say, how do you do achnasas archim? So maybe bringing food to a public area and inviting people to take part, that's a little kiyum of staka of achnasas archim, and that will be to'elas. And they'll say, l'chayim, right, she to'elas habal yartzai to isra mazle be'oso yom kanoda, that we just said that before, he's part of the chabur. Somebody connected to him died today, so he has bad mazel, so everybody gives him a l'chaim. Everybody wishes him l'chaim, and in that way, he is somehow protected. But many other achronim, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos here in Tav Kuf Samach Ches, No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Davkuf Samaches. The Biskei Tshuva quotes many. He quotes from the Rechai Kadievsky and the Chazon Ish and the Chassam Sofer and the Kiva Eger. All did not tell others to fulfill this minhag. Right? Rabim Noagim Sheinim Misanim Tainis Yardside Ekev Chulshas Hadoros Upamim Shatzom Gron Lebitol Torah The Adif Lilmod Baoso Yom Leila Nishmasam. Better to learn that day. The Yer Devo Achar Shar Mitzvus Kitztak Agvil Chassad Avachnas Is Orchem. But Noagim Lesayim Misechta Usei the Mishnayis Kedei Sheisudas Mitzvah Shapoter Atainis. Right? Be Surah's mitzvah like Erev Pesach, and he quotes on the bottom in the suburb of Kiva Eger. He told his children not to fast, but to learn. Mayis Lais, learn all 24 hours, or learn hire other people to learn all 24 hours. He quotes from the Chutam Meshulash, the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer were noig to be Simon Masechta and eat on the yard site of their parents. He quotes from the Archas Rabbeinu that the Chazon Ish or Mikhail Kanievsky did not fast on the day of the yard site for their parents. So again, this is a custom that's quoted earlier, and there's a remez to it, but it's not really quote la halacha that it should be done. There is a separate topic which is not totally ours now, and having it as a day bringing some tikkun. What about not saying tachnun? What about not saying tachnun? So that is also nowhere in the early sources. They quote the Rashi Maseches Yevamos, where Rashi, there's a Rashi that says on the day that one of the earlier poskim died, so it was Yom Rigla, and they got together and they learned Torah. So because Rashi uses that lashon Yom Rigla, so you're not supposed to say tachnun because like a regal. It's very iffy that Rashi. They quote Sheber Moshe Faisin and Rav Avadia that if you're in a minyan that's not saying tachnun for no reason other than a yard site, he said you should say tachnun. It's not called Perish Benetzibra because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Either way, this is the minhag, but that's really a separate topic. But the fasting issue is what we spoke about today. Okay, we'll stop here.